about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, let me read this to you here. Okay, so I guess there's a 350-pound man from Fiendsville, Wisconsin, who is picketing a fish fry because it was supposed to be all you could eat. And he says it's false advertising. They tried to cut him off after eating 12 pieces. Looks like the obesity, anti-obesity movement and the media hype is really sinking in, isn't it? All right. Bill Wisp, who weighs 350 pounds and stands at a towering 6'6", they say, I guess, is pretty upset. Restaurant staff said they were running out of fish. And they gave Mr. Wist, after he ate 12 pieces, 8 more pieces. Now, he told the media, we asked for more fish and they refused to give us more fish. But he was not going to be swayed. He says he has to stand up for consumers. 2 days later, he returned to the restaurant called Chuck's Place, but he brought a picket sign that read false advertising. The owner of Chuck's Place requested not to be named. Well, maybe his name's Chuck. Told WISN that Mr. Wist was not following the rules of the deal and was sharing his food with a friend. Oh, I tried that and an all-you-could-eat sushi. Yeah, I didn't want to spend the whole $20, so I was just eating some of my husband's and sipping a drink, and they were mad. All right, but apparently, I'm looking at the sign right now. It says, all-you-could-eat fish fry, right, on Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and it includes soup. He said that the fish they offered him was an apologetic gesture for the inconvenience, but it was more expensive. They gave him more expensive fish than the fish fry. But Mr. Wist refused to pay the bill, plans to protest the business every Sunday until they fix what he claims are bad business practices. All right, so I believe that America is probably listening to all our warnings about, you know, fatty food and obesity, and really not giving a heart and dude, okay? This guy wanted his fish. He wanted after 12 pieces of fish, and we're not talking, I don't think we're talking little shrimp. I think we are talking about big pieces of fish fry. So, yeah. Well, he may be thinking he's eating healthy because he's eating fish, but fish fry don't count. So, all right, well, I guess we're doing a good job, aren't we? All right, the fight against obesity. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a busy show. Again, I apologize, I'm still dealing with my back. It's still spasming, but I'm working. I haven't taken off any work with my back pain. Of course, it's been difficult to, you know, like I've said, to do pap smears and to kind of bend. And luckily, my patients have been kind of, you know, if I need to look at their ear, they're moving their ear to me, right? You know, but we're making it work. We're making it work. And I got my pillow. I got my lumbar support. We got Donovan working the dials. Donovan is great. Maybe I'll ask Donovan for a lumbar massage later. I doubt he wants to give it. I do need a coccygeal massage, but I'll get that from my husband. And, you know, thank you all. It's been, I really appreciate all the emails and all the calls. The doctor needs a doctor. And we're going to make it through. Okay, what are we going to talk about today? There's a lot to talk about. I want to try to fill it or just cram it all in, if we can, in addition to your calls and your questions. Apparently, azithromycin, which is an antibiotic that we have used so commonly, the Z-Pak, all right, that was its brand name, or is a brand name before it went generic, has been now linked to cardiac arrhythmia as impossible cardiac death. So we need to talk about that. We also need to talk about how if you get a pedicure with fish eating off your dead skin, which is very, very popular these days, I don't get it. It's probably not sterile. Duh. Yeah, having fish eat the dead skin off your feet, live fish doing that may not be the most sterile thing. And you could actually get infected. Big duh on that one, but I guess we still have to spread the warning. Looks like a California man has been jailed and charged for not taking his tuberculosis medications that could cause spread. We need to talk about that. Do we have a right to imprison a person who doesn't want to take the medications if it's going to put the public health at risk. We also have a woman that decided to kill her boyfriend because she didn't like her Mother's Day present, and it was apparently bought at Walmart. Walmart's in the news a lot today. Apparently somebody got on the PA system at a New Jersey Walmart, asked all black people to leave, and now somebody is suing 2 years later because he said he was really traumatized by that. So we need to talk about that. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s estranged wife was found dead, I believe 52 years old, in her apartment. As we get more information on that, we'll fill you in. There's so much more I want to talk about. Whatever we could get in today, we will. More news on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case with the Trayvon Martin shooting and some of the medical records. We'll just get to as much as we can get to. But let's go to the phone lines. I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello, Dolly.
Hello.
It's good to talk to you. I love your voice, and I think you're quite cute, too. Anyway,
thank
I'm
you.
Calling, this call is for you. I'm sorry that you hurt your back. I have been using a type of liniment for a while now, and this liniment works fantastic. It's an amazing liniment.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, for your own peace of mind, look it up on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's DMSO.
Yes.
It mm-hmm. is a derivative of the mm-hmm. wood or lumber industry, and it is amazing. It will penetrate and relieve aches and pains anywhere in your body.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it for a long time. I heard about it from a veterinarian that my ex-wife
right.
used to work for,
mm-hmm.
and I highly recommend it. It has helped many of my friends with any aches and pains they might have in their back or shoulder or leg or knee, and I just cannot stress how good this stuff is. I recommend that you check it out on the internet and then give it a shot because I think it will help your back. That's the side. What do you got to lose?
Mm-hmm.
It can't hurt you, and it will help you.
You're so sweet. Thank you. You're so sweet. That's right. We used to use it for horses. And I'd love to put some on my uterus if I could. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.40.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $15.79.27, $7.89.63 for a half ounce, or $3.94.82 for a quarter ounce. That's $15.79.27, $7.89.63, and $3.94.82.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't answer! answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Yes, I do talk too much. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Chris on the line. Chris, where are you calling from?
Hey, calling from the beautiful city of Denver. Got a lot of sunshine today.
So. Oh, nice, nice. I know. Wait, we're at 100 degrees out here in Las Vegas. I would love to hang out in Denver.
Yeah, actually, I lived in Henderson. My dad worked out down there at the what was it, the Cosmopolitan Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When they were building that, so I lived in Las Vegas and I loved it. I mean, met some great people down there. The drivers, I'm not so sure.
Oh, they do. They do, especially since I'm on the street. By the way, one of my very good buddies from medical school, Dr. Mark Spencer, practices in Denver. Look him up and tell him hello for me. He's great.
Great, yeah. Actually, I just moved to the city. I'm actually from Portland, but I moved here about 2-3 weeks ago.
So
looking for a primary care position. But
Mark Spencer. Went to school together. Yeah. I tried to copy off of him on his copy off his paper and his test, but he wouldn't let me. Smart guy.
Did you end up going to UNLV or UNR?
Yeah, both. I went to UNLV for undergrad, then UNR, and then I did my last year at UCLA, came back, graduated at UNR, and then trained in Vegas.
Nice, nice. Yeah, so just a few questions that I've be kind of wanting to get answered by a professional. Number one, monosodium glutamate. I've heard conflicting reports. The FDA says it's fine. Who is that? I can't remember his name. He's on YouTube. He goes against the aspartame and the MSG conspiracy. He's Russell Blaylock.
Okay.
you know, he's real big, says MSG, excitotoxins, you know, your brain cells die off. Number two, coconut oil. I have a friend of mine who's a religious paleo diet follower, of course. He just extols the virtues of coconut oil. Obviously, saturated fat. It's just kind of, you know, I don't know if it's going to raise my LDLs or not. And then number three, CoQ10 levels. I've just been, I think I read an article a couple weeks ago saying that, unfortunately, drug statins actually lower your CoQ10 levels, which in turn can cause possibly heart attacks.
So. Right. Good. Okay, really quickly, the CoQ10, and great questions. CoQ10, they believe the statins can use it up. And your CoQ10s do offer, from what we understand, some sort of cardiac protection. One study came out saying after a heart attack, if you took CoQ10 within the first 3 days, you'd have less cardiac damage. Again, difficult to prove because some people have mild heart attacks that don't hurt them as much, and then some people have heart attacks that do. But what's very interesting, Chris, is many of the doctors that used to about 10, 15 years ago require you to take CoQ10 when you took the cholesterol medicines stopped. They are not seeing the cardiologist force people to do it. And I think the reason why is you could get so much CoQ10 from already your healthy diet. You could get it from fish, etc. And so when they tell people to take fish oils and to eat fish, we believe you're probably getting enough of the CoQ10, which is why we aren't forcing people to take it. But every now and then, I do see a cardiologist still have their patients take the CoQ10. But the other issue, though, is, again, if I had a choice of taking my CoQ10 as a supplement in a pharmaceutical form or a natural form, as in your fish, I would probably want to take it as fish. I would probably want to get in the more natural form. So I think that's what may be going on. Coconut oil. Coconut oil, it's interesting because I have people that ask me, should I be cooking with coconut oil if it has very little polyunsaturated fats, but more saturated fats, and if there is some protection in that respect? The only problem with coconut oil is you could still increase your LDL. You could still gain weight. It's also hard to melt. It has a high boiling point. So I mean, if you want to eat coconuts, it's great. It's just I don't think coconut oil is as practical an oil to work with, right? But they do find antimicrobial properties with it. It's supposed to help with high blood pressure, diabetes, etc. So it's iffy. I know coconut oil is really good for topical type stuff, hair care, right, skin care, etc.
I guess it also, you know, kind of comes down to, I don't know if you know of Dr. Lauren Cordain. If you've ever heard that name before, he is the guy that kind of, I guess, came up with the paleo diet, and he, like I said, he extols the virtues of this high fat, you know, sort of diet craze, shift away from carbs. So I think it probably just comes down to that.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, honestly, we found that the body needs a little of everything. Your body does need cholesterol. Your body does need fat. Your body does need protein. You know, we find some of the healthiest people are the ones that, you know, drink their water, eat their fish, get their protein in, get their vegetable in, get some fats. You know, when you go all, extreme, one side, you know, versus the other, you aren't getting that balanced diet. That whole four food groups, right, that we were taught with Mulligan stew when we were little, 4-4-3-2, there's something to it. I mean, why does breast milk, why is breast milk the first, you know, thing you get into your body? It's because of, again, the high fat, the protein, et cetera.
I also wanted to get your take real quick. I was also, there's another question I had. Dr. Robert Lustig was on 60 Minutes a few weeks ago, talking about the sugar, how he's thinking that the sugar is actually overloading the liver and they're producing LDLs. In fact, he argued that it was the sugar consumption and not the fat consumption is what we should be worried about.
Absolutely. Oh, no, absolutely. But I think we should be worried about both. And Chris, gosh, you brought up some great subjects. I could do a whole show on what you talked about. Thank you so much for calling. Really, really, thank you so much. Your sugars, and many of us get our sugars from alcohol, and we get our sugars float around in the blood when we're diabetic, and we have found that people that have diabetes or drink excessive amounts of alcohol start getting fatty liver. So we do see liver damage with excess sugar, absolutely. But when you get fatty deposits in the liver, that could be both sugar and your triglycerides and your fats. Many of the mechanisms interlay. And so that's why when I talk to you all about being pre-diabetic, many of you have been diagnosed with pre-diabetes, yet your sugar is normal. And you go, Dahlia, I don't understand what's going on. My doctor is saying I'm pre-diabetic. My sugar is only 74. I'm not even above the 100. What the heck is he talking about? Well, if your triglycerides are high, they're already watching you for diabetes because there's a connection. So absolutely, I think there's a fat, triglyceride, sugar connection. I think it's all connected. And which is one thing I talked about a week or two ago when I was going off on how I can't stand how people are giving these individual diagnoses, punctated diagnoses. And we may want to just look at people at a whole picture. Because many people that drink alcohol become diabetic and have liver disease. Many people that have high triglycerides become diabetic, have liver disease. A study came out saying actually sugar may make you stupid. What was that? We had something came out saying sugar can affect memory, learning ability, right? Wasn't there a study a while back saying high cholesterol can do that? Then a study came out saying cholesterol medicine could affect your memory. And you're like, okay, well, what am I supposed to believe? But absolutely, even sugar. Sugar, they say, can show a decline in synaptic activity. Right? And if you have resistance to insulin, that could also cause memory disturbances, learning. But they found if you gave rats omega-3 fatty acids, it seemed to help. So, it's frustrating because there's so many people that write books out there. And I know I've got to finish my book. I just do too much. I've got to get my book out there and I'll tell you what to eat. But, you know, you save the money on the book because I tell you this on my show. All right. You know, just make it balanced. Okay? Don't overdo something. If you want a little treat every now and then, you can have a little treat, but then you better work the calories off. But have it balanced. Okay? There's many people go, well, I gotta avoid milk. I have to avoid milk. No, you don't always have to avoid milk. Milk has calcium. Calcium helps you lose weight. Milk helps the bones. It has some natural fats in there that seem to help. I don't like milk unless it's, you know, in milk chocolate candy bar. That's about the only time I like milk, so I got to get over that. But, there's foods that we were raised on. That doesn't mean they're bad. Now, when I tell you stories about my grandmother cooking a chicken, you know, she used to raise chickens and she was poor. So killed chicken, cooked the chicken, and when she cooked the chicken, she cooked every piece. You know, you'd have your meat, you'd eat, the kidneys, the liver, whatever, and then she'd also fry up the fat. So you would fry the chicken fat, and that would be your starch. Now, I mean, a lot of what we did back then was unhealthy, of course. But, you know, I mean, when you were poor, you ate every piece of that chicken that you could, minus the feathers. So where was I going with that? Why was I talking about? Because that's not how I want you to eat. Maybe I was trying to tell you don't eat like that. But, you know, just use common sense, okay? Just use common sense. There's good fats and then there's bad fats. Try to avoid the bad fats. You don't need to lather everything up with butter and sour cream. A potato, a plain potato, pretty healthy. Got potassium, a lot of vitamins. Don't be afraid of carbs, but just don't overdo the carbs. And I got to tell you, I think most of our diet and what we do can be fixed if we just lower our portions. I think we went into trouble when we doubled our plate size. Lower your portions. All right, don't go away. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Extend your life with
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at a manufacturing firm in Chapel Hill. With me is Bob, the GM. Bob, your company ships product nationwide. But talk about the home office's new game plan.
Well, we had 10 years of old paperwork piled up here. It was a mess, a security risk, and my dog used to bury bones in the piles. We needed a game changer.
And now I see CentOS trucks shredding all those files. They're known for uniforms. Tell me about their shredding playbook.
They're the best. They have trucks across the country shredding. Tons of documents every day, and every scrap of paper gets recycled.
That sounds like a winning move. With CentOS trucks here weekly, they're happy they won't spend hours shredding documents themselves. Let's go to the booth.
Document shredding is just one of the many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't waste time or take risks with confidential papers. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I know a worrisome study came out today saying Zithromax, which is the generic name for Z-Pak, which I know many of you have taken multiple times over the last 10, 15 years, has been found to show an increased risk of cardiovascular death. Now, I know many people are really shocked. They're concerned. I've been getting calls, a lot of emails on this. Just want everyone to calm down. It was very, very small risk. And it is a part of a family, the macrolides, erythromycin and clarithromycin, which we know as bioxin, that have been known to cause arrhythmias. I have never, in all the years of my practice, when I've prescribed Zithromax, knock on wood, ever seen anything like that happen. So I don't want anybody to panic. However, if you are cardiovascularly vulnerable, you may want to tell your doctor and keep an eye on things. Now, I guess the arrhythmic causes is torsades de pointes. Torsades de pointes can lead to a ventricular tachycardia, which can then later lead to ventricular fibrillation and then, of course, possible asystole. And so, of course, people are like, oh, well, that's not good. I know. Just, you know, but it was such a small, what they did is they looked at multiple thousands of patient records, people who were given amoxicillin, I think a million of those records, those given ciprofloxacin, those given Zithromax, and they found 29 people appeared to have a cardiac event. okay, with the Zithromax. So we're talking very, very small. You know, like I said, they looked at a bunch of records, and again, we have no idea if many of these people had some cardiac issues. I believe the article was just published in the New England Journal of Medicine, so we need to kind of take a look at it and keep our eye on things. But remember, zithromycin, even though we've considered it to be one of the safest antibiotics, Z-Pak, we've been, you know, prescribing Z-Paks, and people have been taking Z-Paks and double Z-Paks and back-to-back Z-Paks and Z-Pak suppositories, and I don't know what you guys are doing with the Z-Paks, and there were Tri-Paks, then there's the Z-Max, and, you know, people have been doing well, children have been doing well, and the reason why we use Zithromax so much is because we have a lot of people allergic to penicillin. Now, are all these people really allergic to penicillin? Well, I don't know. Years ago, decades ago, we were giving everybody shots of penicillin. And people would react. Now, did they react because we were giving them one big, huge dosing shot of penicillin and some of the other compounds in the solution that they were getting? You know, or do they really have a penicillin allergy? I think there's many more people allergic to penicillin than should have been because we were giving these big, whopping injections of penicillin as opposed to people taking penicillin, the small amounts like we used to, 3-4 times a day when it was first originally formulated. So we've been using Zithromax because it's safe. There's very little allergies to it. And it appeared to be the one medication in that class that was cardiac safe. So I'm not too shocked that there's this very, very small link to abnormal heart rhythms. I think anything that we put in our mouth could have a very, very, very small risk. But if you are cardiovascularly vulnerable, have long QT syndrome, or you've had issues of premature ventricular contractions, PVCs, or any sort of funny rhythm, I would just say, please talk to your doctor. And, you know, if you can, maybe go for the penicillins, try that. You know, if not, just have somebody keep an eye on you. Now, another study came out discussing, you know, how people, if they've had palpitations, that could signify that later in life, they're going to actually have a abnormal serious arrhythmia. Now, I get people all the time that have palpitations. It gets blown off for years. Well, it's just anxiety. We can't see it on the EKG because you're fine. Well, of course, when you go to the doctor, that's when, you know, you feel better. All right, you get the palpitations at night when you're sitting there watching TV. You're not around a doctor. And then I see them when they're in their 50s and 60s and 70s, and I find a funny-looking rhythm. So what I want to tell any of you is, if you do get palpitations, and every now and then you think you feel a funny rhythm, and the doctor does an EKG and say you're fine, my recommendation is ask the doctor to do one of those 24-hour or week-long monitors you can wear under your shirt, under your clothes at work, right, and see if they could catch it. Many a times we can't catch a funny rhythm, and many of us do have palpitations. We get little runs of palpitations or PVCs, and sometimes that's not that abnormal or uncommon. But I cannot stand diagnosing abnormal rhythms of people who say 10, 20 years ago they told the doctor and it was blown off. All right? Many of you that suffer from palpitations, it may be absolutely nothing. But I still think every now and then you should check in with the cardiologist or check in with your doctor and have them put you on a monitor and keep an eye on you and see if you do have a run of funny rhythms. Because it looks like more and more we need to identify who does have funny rhythms. And then we know if we have to be a little bit more cautious with certain medications. Make sense? All right, good. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia, this is Jimmy calling you from the great state of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm, it is.
First of all, I want to say I really love your program. Enjoy it. I listen to you on XM 166.
Thank you.
Medical question I have for you is this. About 3.5 weeks back, I went to bed, felt fine, no problems, woke up. Next morning, low-grade fever, body aches and pains, and an extremely sore throat. My throat was sore all over, real sore. Couple days, the aches and pains and fever were gone, and 3-4 days, the sore throat was gone for the most part, except for one little spot in the right side of my throat. It's not really still sore, but it's more of an annoyance. But it just doesn't get any worse, doesn't get any better. Just one small spot. I know you're going to tell me to go to my doctor, and that is what I'm going to do. But I just wondered if you had any thoughts on why the one little spot wouldn't get any better. Okay, thanks again. Appreciate it, and love your program.
Thank you. All right. And I appreciate you listening. I apologize if I'm not live when you listen to us, but please call in any time of day. And whether we're live or not, we'll still air your question on the show and answer it. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. All right. So sore throat, that doesn't go away completely. You know, many of us, our sore throats are viral. All right. When you said you had the fever and you had the aches, it sounds like you had some sort of a viral sore throat. Now, strep can do that. Strep can also make you achy. Many times strep is not diagnosed because you have the aches and you have the full body sequela. So we go, all right, well, that's probably viral, you know, but you can even get rashes with strep. So, but the fact that you improved and it doesn't sound like you took antibiotics means you probably had viral. However, when you have one little spot left, one thinking is well, maybe you do have some bacterial residue. Maybe it could have been a bacterial infection. Your body fought it and there's a little bit left. B, is it a secondary infection settling in? You were a little weak when you had the viral infection. So an opportunistic infection decided to land and start to fester a little bit. Sometimes people get tonsillar abscesses. And when you have an abscess, you will, and I got to tell you, those, you know, that you cannot, tonsillar abscesses are so painful, but they're walled off. And so it'll sequester the infection. So you may have a spot that hurts very localized, and while the rest of your body seems to fight and feel better, whether you had antibiotics or not. So sometimes I wonder, could it be a little abscess that's there? Other times you have crypts in your tonsils. Many of us have crypts, and those get inflamed because you get some food or sediment caught in the crypt. And that's not fun. That's not fun at all, and those can hurt. I've had people tell me they have to push up the gland in their neck to try to evert part of their tonsillar tissue to hopefully loosen up any pebble or sediment in that crypt. And they manipulate their neck all the time to do that. Not chiropractic manipulation, but manipulate with their soft tissue. And sometimes those areas could be inflamed. So, of course, I want to tell you to have somebody take a peek, you know. A sore throat that persists, you always need somebody to take a look. I usually like the ENT doctors to take a look if your family doctor doesn't have the scope to be able to look down deep in that area. Sometimes the tonsils are a nice, beautiful view, but sometimes where you're having an issue is a lot deeper. So I would then possibly, want an ENT to get involved. They could get a mirror down there. They could do an NPL, nasopharyngolaryngoscopy, to take a peek. But, I'm glad you're getting better. But sometimes when you have that localized residual pain, it could be a little bacteria, a little abscess, a little crypt that's inflamed, okay? I doubt it's a tumor or cancer, but still, you know, when they check it out, they'll look. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control: your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less, guaranteed.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A big thanks to Donovan, who's been working the dials today. Big thanks to XM Radio and Trevor Oliver for getting the show out there worldwide. And a big thanks to all my affiliates and all my listeners. Thank you. And a big thanks to our troops. God bless this great country of ours. All right. Remember that Terminator movie? That none of us really liked, Terminator 3. It had Nick Stahl in it. That's the one where I guess they had a woman Terminator. It was probably one of the worst Terminator movies, but it was interesting. I guess the actor's missing. Nick Stahl, 32 years old, had been frequenting Skid Row area of downtown Los Angeles. And apparently, I believe, his estranged wife or girlfriend said he's been missing. So we have an actor missing. Not too sure what's going on there. All right. While we're talking about California, authorities in California have taken the very unusual step of jailing and charging a tuberculosis patient who they say refused to take his medication to keep his disease from becoming contagious. Health officials said Armando Rodriguez, 34 years old, of Stockton, has had active pulmonary tuberculosis. Symptoms of that could be coughing up blood, very thick cough, and when you spew the thick cough out of the air. The droplet transmission can be picked up by other people. This is what we used to call consumption. Very deadly. Killed multiple people in centuries past. They say he is non-compliant with this tuberculosis treatment, and because of this, there is a danger that he may become contagious and or develop multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis. All right, tuberculosis is caused by bacteria, but their multi-drug-resistant tuberculosis is on the rise. Now, apparently he was arrested this week, expected to be arraigned tomorrow on two counts of refusing to comply with a tuberculosis order to be at home at certain times and make appointments to take his medication. He's going to be appointed a public defender. Apparently, there's been, since 1984, I guess, 30 tuberculosis prosecutions, CBS is reporting. I guess it prosecuted a woman who actually gave syphilis to her sex partners and refused treatment. You know, I think there has to be some sort of control over this situation. I agree. Apparently, he had no show, Mr. Rodriguez. Let me see. He was discharged from San Joaquin General Hospital with four medications for his active tuberculosis, agreed to take the drugs under observation by a county health official on weekdays and on his own on weekends. He failed to self-administer the drugs on one day, telling the nurse he had gone on an alcohol binge and then on meth. He did not want to hurt his liver. And because he took the meth, he thought it would not be a good idea to take his liver, his TB medications. Then he refused drugs another day. Then he wasn't home on three occasions, missed appointments. So now it carries a maximum penalty of a year behind bars. You see, when I was in training, I mean, we immediately quarantined these people. Now, not everybody had to be hospitalized, but when we had either jail inmates, prison inmates who had tuberculosis, or we had homeless people that had tuberculosis, we took them in and quarantined them. That's what we did. I mean, in this particular case, I see people are going, wait a second, jail? You know, but I don't know if we really have an adequate system on how to quarantine people with these types of diseases. And now we have to be careful. You know, we start doing quarantine and, you know, then we start having issues like the movie Outbreak or et cetera. And, you know, everybody's going to start freaking out. I mean, nobody wants to think that the government is going to start, you know, reeling people in. But, you know, you have somebody that has a contagious disease that can, by his not being non-compliant, start having drug resistance, possibly be spreading it around a very highly populated part of this country. Right. And those people travel to other countries, et cetera. Yeah, I think this has to be somehow in check. And I don't know if we have a system for how to quarantine. Unfortunately, when you're taking these tuberculosis medications, you're usually on them a good year. If you've been exposed, we sometimes put you on for 6 months. But if you have active TB, at least a year. And then they check you and they make sure you've cured. So I just, you know, most people, they're compliant and smart. Yeah, I mean, should people be jailed? Should we honestly jail them? And then if we are imprisoning them, are they able to post bail and then have a trial and be out of jail during the process? You know, I'm wondering if we should set up some sort of a quarantine situation, or is that going to be looked upon as imprisonment? This is kind of interesting. And now, the woman having syphilis, having sex with people and putting them at risk with a deadly disease, okay, there's intent. But this is someone that just doesn't have his act together. I don't think he intends to make people sick. I don't think he maliciously wants to make people sick. I just think the guy's an idiot. And him taking drugs is making him more of an idiot because he's not thinking clearly. And if that's the case, you know, I mean, maybe then, you know, you could prosecute him for the drug use or the illegal drug use. It just, you know, this gets very, this is a tough one. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I mean, do you have a right to imprison somebody that doesn't want to take their medications? What if it's somebody that really doesn't like the medications? What if it's somebody who thinks they're going to react to it? What if somebody genuinely, what if you have somebody, I don't know if I'm, you know, the religion, I believe it's Christian, Christian scientists that you know, do not believe in medication. You know, what if you have somebody, I'd love to look that up. What do you do if you have somebody that doesn't believe in taking medication, but they have a disease that could be highly contagious, airborne-wise? What are we allowed to do within the scope of the law? It's interesting. But what I do think we need to do is to come up with some sort of a quarantine facility that maybe is kind of a halfway house. Because I don't know if imprisoning them will stand. You know, I mean, he could get Gloria Allred, and she'll be like, this is against his civil liberties. Gloria Allred, you know, is now, from what I understand, representing the John Doe, the first plaintiff who accused John Travolta of sexual assault. Did you guys hear about that? Apparently there was a massage therapist or a masseuse who said John Travolta had assaulted him, had touched him, etc., made sexual advances, performed a sexual act in front of him, etc. Well, then I thought he dropped the case. Or I thought the lawyer dropped him. Well, now it looks like Gloria Allred took on the case. Don't ask. I don't know. And there's apparently three now people coming forward. Crazy. Just crazy. Gloria Allred, she's always in the news. Okay. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Oh, there was a lot more I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah, there was a woman. She, on Mother's Day, stabs the father of her children. Apparently she was upset per the mother of the victim over the Mother's Day present he got. She had wanted jewelry. From what I understand, I think she only got flowers that were purchased at Walmart. And she decides to kill her boyfriend. That's pretty scary stuff. But you know, Walmart's always in the news. You know, there was a case where I guess somebody got in the PA system in a New Jersey Walmart a couple years ago asking all black people to leave. I don't know why that even happened or how the person got to the PA system. I'm not sure if it was an employee or if it was a customer. And now somebody is suing Walmart 2 years later saying that he was traumatized from that and has multiple medical expenses. So we'll see where that goes. Walmart is just always in the news. I mean, that's what happens. Hey, you know, listen, I got my Mother's Day gift at Target. I loved it. I was really happy with my Mother's Day Target gift. I love Target. I'm fine with that. Look, I'm just happy my family remembers it's Mother's Day. I can't stand having to hint all the time. Okay, guys, a lot more I wanted to talk about. There's a Gila Monster saliva medication made, a drug made out of the saliva of Gila Monster. Many of us have already experienced it using Byetta, which is exenatide that we use with diabetes. Well, the reason why this Gila Monster saliva is so exciting is because it reduces food cravings. So now what they want to do is compound this into another formulation where it can actually be used for humans to fight obesity. All right, so that's going to be exciting. So if you see a Gila Monster like I did multiple times growing up in Phoenix, Arizona, get away from it because they're poisonous, but don't try to kill it because its saliva can help you lose weight. All right, guys, great show. Stay tuned if you can for another hour. If not, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Thank you, guys.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.